It's season 9 for Talking About You with Estra, a car accident advocate and activist, bringing you new titles and topics and guests. Estra believes in standing up for auto insurance policyholders, fair auto insurance settlements, full pay from employer ERISA plans, Social Security disability for insured, not Wall Street greedy, and protections against harassment and intimidation and abuse from police. Let's get started with our topics today. Talking About You with Estra, Season 9, Episode 13. Welcome to a new week and series. We will share a discussion about improving your quality of life after a car accident when honest people are dealing with the dishonest. Was that a hint on today's topic? Yes, it was. Title Season 9, Episode 13, Honest People Dealing with the Dishonest. Are you ready to chat? Go out to estrascarwreckhelp.com or Estra's radio show on Block Talk Radio right now and open up the chat lines. Flex those fingers and get typing. Talking About You with Estra, remember, is about you. Let's jump right into today's topic, Honest People Dealing with the Dishonest, Season 9, Episode 13. The truth might set you free, but is it not true for everyone? So in other words, it might set you free, but somebody else is not such a freedom. Maybe they have other things other than honesty and truth on their mind. Those people you deem as legitimate may not actually be like you think. They may have a badge or power given to them by those who appear to be genuine and honest, but are they? How can you tell the sheep from the wolves? How can you assess what you see from what is accurate? Intelligence. Yes, your own knowledge and power. By trusting self and using simple tactics to evaluate those who are attempting to use fake or false actions, identities, or behaviors to place you where? In their grips. You don't want to be there. You must be wanting to be someplace else. For example, why hasn't there been an investigation into long-term care, private, by the way, for senior citizens, who oftentimes insurance companies use applications to prevent insurers from receiving benefits? They know that people are seniors. They can't really fill out those forms. Or how are they going to get their benefits? You know, they have been paying actually into these long-term care most of their adult lives through their careers. Is there anyone looking out for these seniors' best interests when many of them are not able, let me tell you, when many seniors are not able to protect themselves and receive what they have been paying for years in advance, right? They have been paying what? For years in advance for long-term care. 20 years, 30 years, 15 years, right? They go out, they get, you know, hurt, or they age, and, you know, the body just doesn't react the way you think it should when it gets old sometimes, right? So they're hurting, alone, and in need of personal care. And guess what? Many people involved in car accidents are paying the same price. Not too long ago, many people in our government worked for the people. Let me say that because I believe that's true. Not too long ago, many people in our government worked for the people until greed became a greater force. Until when? Greed became a greater force. Who is really controlling our government now? Could this be the reason why the new Congress members are often bullied? And they are. But they are Congress members who look like they can take it, and they are working for the people because they too see the behaviors that harm everyday citizens, and they are trying to change the way Congress works. Hoo-yah! Yes, I think that's a wonderful thing, and for the better, meaning better for you, Main Street, right? That's who they're working for. If you look at their actions, the things that they want to do, it is for Main Street. You don't see them out there being chubby with Wall Street. They know people are hurting and we need to do something about it. Until we begin to pay attention to the behaviors of those who are supposed to work for us but are not, we will continue to be fooled by those with false intentions. For example, McConnell, how many things has he not brought up in not only this administration, but the last administration, how many times has he worked really for you or even his own state? Have you noticed that? I hope you're paying attention, because if you're not, we're really in trouble, because this is one dude that's really not in working in not only his state, in my opinion, but for the United States. I don't know what he's talking about. He'll come up and he says, well, I'll let this come to the floor if Trump says it's okay. When did that, what kind of nonsense is that? When Trump says he's not in Congress, does he own Congress too? He might own the Republicans. They don't stand up for what they believe anymore. Well, we'll have to see what the president says. Really? What about doing your job? But by the way, that's not our topic today. So I won't go too far into that because I really could. All right. So what I want to say is that the Congress members, the new Congress members that are being bullied, right, because they know and they see that we're not being treated fairly from my perspective. They see the harm of the behavior that everyday citizens face. Are they trying to change the way Congress works for the better, meaning the better for you, Main Street? I think so. But until we begin to pay attention to the behaviors of those who are supposed to work for us but are not, we will begin to continue to be fooled by the false intentions. In other words, they got you working so hard you can't even see straight. You're trying to make a living or trying to get your family taken care of. You're trying to do all of these things. That's game. That's a lot of game. If they keep you so busy and so overwhelmed and so grieved, you won't be able to do anything, right? Isn't that a sad state of affairs? So don't be played by that. Who do you think Social Security disability is working for? Those with disabilities or those on Wall Street? What has been your experience? It's time to say what you know. Why? Because far too many people have been exploited, faced abuses, and/or biases. Honest people have learned to discern whom they're dealing with, evaluate the content of character attempting to violate their personal goals. Yes, dishonest people are used for infiltrating personal agendas and gains. People involved in car accidents want to be able to trust those in their past. But can you? Can you believe in those seeking personal agendas which work against you? Do you have a trained eye to see them? Remember, your designed mission was defined from the beginning. Are those individuals or organizations involved in your car accident claims honest? Strange that those who are supposed to be protecting you are often the same people trying to, what? Exploit you. You must be your best advocate. You know, I gotta say that one more time. You must be your best advocate. You must recognize those with hidden agendas that are going to exploit you. They may not be whom you think. Track those who are harassing you each day. Pay attention to the ways they attempt to harm you. You can protect self by recognizing their actions. Choose not to follow the directions they want you to go, because you have your own way. When doing it your way, you will end up in the direction of your heart. Always choose to be you, and don't stop pushing forward until you are where you desire to be. For another example, why Social Security disability has opened up locations in every state in an attempt to exploit insurance through surveillance. Why? Good question. Yet attempts to cut off disabled from benefits means greed has gone too far. People waiting over 3 years to receive benefits, suffering without sources of income, wondering how their life would continue, is only one example of the pain poor people deal with daily. We need insured civil rights legislation to protect those going through the insured claim process. By the way, if you're out there looking for insured civil rights legislation, yes, they're hiding it, they're hacking it, whatever you want to call it, make sure that you add Estra Seattle and they will come up. Otherwise, you'll have a very difficult time finding it. But you shouldn't have to work that hard to find it. Because if Google was just a normal thing, that would make a big difference. Now, do I believe that it is Google doing that? No, I don't believe that. I think it's people who know how to actually violate their algorithms to actually be able to do that, so that insured civil rights legislation doesn't come up under insured civil rights, because they don't want you to know what you can do. They don't want you to act. They don't want you to think. They want just your money and nothing else. They don't want you to stand up for your rights. But you're going to have to do that, because if you don't, America is never going to look like America again. They're just going to just keep you going in the direction they want you to go. Okay? People are waiting for over 3 years for benefits for Social Security, suffering without resources, wondering how their life will continue. If only one example of the pain poor people deal with daily, this is it. And that's why insured civil rights legislation to protect those going through the insurance claim process is necessary. The promises made were not to the investors of insurers, but to those individuals injured. I question, should the people who make the money be the same people to decide the claims? Isn't there a conflict of interest? And more importantly, who are these insurers looking at for more? Right? Is it investors or insurers, right? So who are insurers looking out for more? That's the question. Investors or insured? I'm putting my vote that they're protecting investors more than injured or insured. Honest and fair treatment truly changes the lives of those needing help most. It is up to each person to take note what is happening regarding the insurance claim process and speak out if things are not going as promised. Don't be afraid. I'll say that again. Don't be afraid, because if you're afraid, that's where they want you, and that's where we all lose. Have you noticed how often the word fraud is used when to intimidate the poor, and rarely against Wall Street? Why is that so? Because Wall Street has the resources to fight back, and Main Street doesn't have the means, right? So if you don't have the means, they just go ahead and take advantage of you, right? Not if we all stand together and we can get insured civil rights legislation passed. Maybe the new Congress will be able to say insurance companies have far too much power in this arena and it's time for a change. Yet Main Street can support insured civil rights legislation to balance the playing field for policyholders. So in summary, ask yourself, am I dealing with honest or dishonest people? Are we working towards the same fair and just outcomes? Are my health care and financial needs moving at a fast enough pace to resolve my issues? Am I paying enough attention to my claim or just letting others make decisions for me? Yes, this too is an endless list, and you don't want me to try to finish it because I could go on. But developing a strategy which is a means to an end, in other words, helping you attain personal goals, it will be easier to see where you've been and where you're going. If you've got a strategy, you have goals. This is where I started. I'm in the middle. I'm near the end. I'm kind of in between. That will make a difference. Keep your self-esteem and confidence up by refusing to allow others to tear them down. Remember, refuse to take others' garbage, right? If it's other people's garbage, it's not yours. The best of self will keep you moving in the right direction, not the path others may want you to do. Now, they're going to try. God knows they are. But that doesn't mean you have to follow it. But you have to have confidence and be strong in your opinions and where you want to go. Does that mean they won't fight you? Most of the time, they're going to fight you. I was reading an article the other day where there was a long-term disability claim, and I think it was actually in Washington State over in Spokane, and they were saying that 734 claims were filed, and only like 303 of them were awarded. Think about that. That's the power I'm talking about that needs to be changed. It's critical that we be able to do that. Because if we don't, that's how those numbers are still going to stack up. They're going to win the majority of the claims, and we're going to lose. So that's why insured civil rights legislation is very important. When most people are honest, it only takes a few bad people to take advantage of others who are doing their best to make the right decisions. I'm not asking for perfection. If you've got perfection, I don't know, you should be writing books. because most of us are not perfect, but we always try to do what is right, especially when dealing with the insurance companies who refuse to pay policyholders or companies using ERISA plans to save themselves money and still don't want to pay benefits to employees. You know, so we're looking at insurance companies, right? We're looking at ERISA plans from employers and Social Security, who goes from left to right, tossing each way depending on whether a Republican or Democrat is in the decision-making process, right? We need some honest people, people who are willing to stand up for what is right and this hold the ground there. So post your experience with dealing with dishonest people out on Twitter under hashtag Estra's Radio Show. That would be great. I'd like to hear and see what you've experienced through those three. So today's 12th awareness tip by Estra, which is me, is this quote, living honestly moves slower, but you don't have to watch your back as much. You rest easier at night and only have to deal with the problems which would come your way. Anyway, right? You will be able to see what is in front of you and stand with confidence and determination to resolve those issues, end quote. Okay, so let me just read that to you again. The 12th Estra Awareness Tip says, quote, living honestly often moves slower, but you don't have to watch your back as much. You rest easier at night and only have to deal with the problems which will come your way anyway. Okay. You will always be able to see what's in front of you and stand with confidence and determination to resolve issues. So in other words, you will see what you have to fight against and what you have to deal with, and you can appropriately take the stance that you want. So today, on Monday, we've talked about honest people dealing with the dishonest. On Tuesday, we'll talk about what to do when dishonest people try to get you to go along with them. On Wednesday, new people coming into your life. We're going to talk about that a bit. On Thursday, sharing yourself with others after a car wreck, okay? Friday, staying honest under pressure. And of course, on Saturday, what we do is actually put out all of the episodes from the previous week. So get ready, because this is going to be another great series. Yes, you must speak up so others will understand what that exploitation means, or intimidation or harassment. They will know and they'll be able to see it, and they won't have to become a victim. Isn't this what it is? The bottom line of sharing things with others is making sure that we all have the same information and know how to protect ourselves. Talking About You with Estra is an advocate for those dealing with insurance companies, employers, Social Security, police, or anyone else dealing with your collision concerns. Insurance claim outcomes are something most people never see coming. Subscribing to estrascarwreckhelp.com adds peace of mind of knowing an outline tracking guide allows policyholders to see what might be happening with your claim. Also remember, Estra's 219-220 car accident planner is like having a friend to help protect and share ideas along with caring about the outcome of your insurance claim. So be sure to listen to the Estra 219-220 car accident planner about what you might encounter after a collision. The podcast is already available. It's already out there on iTunes, and you can also listen to it on several of your other podcasts out there. So just do a search on it. It should be there, and then just listen so that you'll be prepared for the unexpected. Talking About You with Esther, go ahead and chat with me. I love to hear from you on estrascarwreckhelp.com. I care about the protections to help people involved in car accidents. So until tomorrow, watch out for drivers who are not paying attention, or those working against those who do.